بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وحمان تفرحدنا نوعا أنكو لكل الله قلنا لنك يوم لحظها توني هاي ولي عيدنا كل السعودية قلوب كل السعودية وأنه شرفي عن وضي لنا وحنو آذي آذي وفرح سنة هاي إن وفتبو هاي تموتيين إن هاي آذي نولا شقين دونان وطن كما تشوقيان شقدي أنك هي جنال سعتينا أو سعن تنتو أنا دياري هنا هوشان قوض قيب الله أرلوان وحنو مهنا قنانا قهر في حكومة الشمال لان دي سعد غير الشمال لان حوق وين يتحجر هذا وين أي جنال نسيسي جنال الله كم فني جوه رهي هل كان وقت كان ليميت هوشان الله بلابي الله بلابي وزارة دين مهندة يتمتع مركامان توحفر حد برلوان نوع inu halkan soo nala joogo aad iyo aad baan u mahadsan yahay isaga iyo gruupka la socda safarkan degdegay noogu yimaadeen ay ku muujinayaan wada shaqeyntu inay soconayso inaannu wada jirayno inaannu shaqadan patroolka ay wadaan ay halkoodii ka wadaan mana mahadsantid
bismillaahir rahmaanir rahiim wasiirka kharijba aad u mahadsan yahay inuu ila soo dhaweeyo waftigan uu madax hoggaaminayo Tony Hayward جنال إنه جاي من مانتا، واحد دوني إن الكلمة اللي بيجي تقولها، ما دام وزيرك وصومالك واحد لي، for the sake of our honorable delegation headed by Tony Hayward who came here to yesterday, I'd like to just kind of say a word in English. As we all know, in front of you we have a large delegation from Genel Energy, led by the company CEO himself, Mr. Tony Hayward, who arrived this morning in Hargeisa. They caught a red eye from London nonstop. He came here to the Somaliland today to meet with the Somaliland government regarding its oil interest in the country. Genel Energy acquired, as we all know, significant acreage in Somaliland in 2012 by farming into two large blocks in central Somaliland and assuming operatorship for both blocks. The company quickly committed to and implemented an aggressive exploration work program and completed environmental assessment and aerial surveys. Prep work for acquiring seismic data began in earnest and nearly 400 kilometers of lines were cleared up to shoot a 2D seismic when the company halted its operations in early September due to operational challenges including some security concerns. Since then, constructive talks between the Somaliland government and Genel Energy that continued since the halt of operations to resolve these challenges have culminated in Genel's return to Hargeisa to restate its commitment to Somaliland. Mr. Hayward met with the President of Somaliland, Jacksepticeye Ahmed Mohamed Sillayo, and our team of ministers this morning. We had, as the Minister of Foreign Affairs said, very, very substantive talks between the two parties and resulted in a complete understanding and a plan forward to resume Genel's operations in the country. We are very pleased to receive Mr. Hayward and his Genel team back again in Hargeisa to quiet the naysayers that drummed up misinformation about Genel's permanent pullout from Somaliland. As this visit proves, Genel is committed to Somaliland and is here to stay to find oil for the benefit of the people of Somaliland and its shareholders. The Somaliland government is committed to work closely with Genel Energy to help facilitate and protect this important national project. The government has taken bold steps to take full ownership to ensure the success of the exploration effort. With the help of the oil companies, before any new work program begins, it will embark on a major public awareness campaign, community engagement, and to establish a security protective force to ensure the safety of the oil exploration in operations. And with that, I want to really basically say one word in Somali. Wafdigi xunduuna inaan ku soo dhaweeyo imkana in kelmadiinu yiraaho madaxa shirkadda Genel, Mr. Tony Hayward. And add Benugu Sordwini.
Thank you very much, Minister. It's a great pleasure to be back in Somaliland. And we've come this morning with a number of my team to reassure the President and his ministerial team of our commitment to Somaliland. To date we've invested over $35 million and we are intent on continuing to pursue our work program here and with luck and good fortune to find some oil and gas for the benefit of everyone in Somaliland. We've had a very constructive and substantive dialogue with the President and his ministerial team about how we can progress our work in Somaliland over the coming months. And I am very satisfied with the agreements that we've come to and the plan forward that we've agreed. And we look forward to continuing our work in Somaliland for the benefit of everyone in Somaliland. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.